In today's video, I'm going to answer this big question of why do I get in my own way? And this video is going to be the first video in this mini course that I'm putting together on YouTube to help you understand what is self-sabotage and ultimately learn the path to overcoming it. And the reason why I was inspired to create this video is because I've been getting a lot of comments and a lot of DMs on Instagram from people that are connecting with the content that I'm putting out there about getting in your own way, about self-sabotage, about experiencing fear and self-doubt and imposter syndrome. And I want to read some of these messages so that you can understand it. So the first message that came to mind here was, I've been starting a business on the side on top of my normal career. I'm close to a point of doing it full-time in a few months. However, I feel I've had a few instances of pushing things off that I wonder is a bit of self-sabotage, and I'm looking for answers. Another one, I get in my own way often and I want to break these patterns. And this is one thing that I can definitely say, like, I have been there and I completely can relate to this because I know what it's like to be working a 9-to-5, working on your business on the side. And the closer you get to actually being able to work on your business full time, you would think that's when you would be the most motivated to push through and to finally reach your goal. But what I found is that's almost the most likely time when self-sabotage can arrive and when it can actually get in your own way. And so that leads us to put things off. It leads us to procrastinate. It leads us to just get in our own way. And so that leaves us as individuals asking, like, why can I not do the things that I know that I want to do? Why am I getting in my own way? And so I want to answer that today and describe a little bit about what is going on. So the first thing is, like, why do I get in my own way? The reason why you're getting in your own way is because you're self-sabotaging. And self-sabotage, as a like a simple definition, is when your actions and your thoughts don't align with your goals. So you say that you want to grow your business, but you procrastinate instead. You say that you want to get healthy and you've maybe told other people about it. You've made New Year's resolutions. You've maybe bought the gym membership. But when it comes to time to put your shoes on and go exercise, you come up with all of these excuses as to why it's not the right time to exercise. And then you don't do that. And you just fall into this constant cycle of, like, saying you're going to do something, then doing something else, and then spiraling. And it's this kind of nasty cycle. And so what is underlying all of that is that self-sabotage, it actually has to do with the way that we're wired as human beings. It actually has to do with our neurobiology. And there are tons of books that have that talk about this. And I want to kind of start to break some of that down so that you have a basic understanding of it. So when you think about human behavior, it basically comes down to two things. And, like, why do we do what we do? It comes down to two things. The first thing is attaining rewards, to get some sort of benefit and some reward from something. And then the second reason is to avoid threats. And you've maybe heard, like, Tony Robbins talks a lot about this. He talks about the difference between pain and pleasure. So dopamine and attaining rewards, that's like seeking pleasure. And then avoiding threats, that's avoiding pain. Those are, like, the two main things that drive our behavior as humans. So let's take a look at the first one, attaining rewards. So this is when you do a certain action and it is very pleasurable. That's when dopamine is released. So this can be things like going for a run, like when you said that you were going to do it. This can be becoming intimate, having sex with your partners. This can be, like, playing a game that you really like. When you do those things, dopamine is released, which is a neurotransmitter that encourages you to keep doing that activity. And it's released when you do the activity, but it's also released in anticipation of that activity. So when you think about going for the run or achieving your goal, the dopamine is actually released. It's that feel-good chemical that encourages you to do that activity. And the key thing is, it's when you actually take the action, but also when you anticipate it. Okay. So that's the first part of it is when you're attaining rewards. The second part of it, of the behavior, comes down to avoiding threats. So this is when you think about taking a certain action and you start to experience fear. You start to think about all of the worst case scenarios, all the bad things that could happen. When you are like thinking about a future event and you think about the negative outcome and all the things that could go wrong, that's when fear becomes part of your system. And it's actually the amygdala is the part of the brain that is activated. It releases cortisol. And that's when you start to feel stressed. So this is the second part. When you're kind of afraid, when you're thinking about a future activity, you don't want to participate in that activity. So you do something else that makes you feel safe. So this is where, when you are thinking about posting and quitting your job and going all in on your business, that probably activates a little bit of fear that starts to make you stressed. And so in order to alleviate that feeling, that is when you turn to something else, like scrolling on Instagram, binging YouTube or Netflix, eating food that makes you feel emotionally safe. That is why you turn to those other things. So kind of simply put, self-sabotage happens when your desire to avoid the threat is greater than your desire to seek the reward. And when when you're thinking about these future activities, the problem is most of these goals have a mix of rewards and threats. And so that's why it's not like black or white, like with any sort of these goals that you have as an aspiring entrepreneur or as an existing business owner. And so that's why we need to be super aware of what is going on in our mind and in our body in terms of the threats and the rewards. And so that's kind of just like a basic definition of this. And one other thing that is kind of important to be aware of is when it comes to self-sabotage and when you're thinking about the positive reward that you could seek from something, our brain doesn't really know what is actually good or bad for us. So something like emotional eating, that is something that is not necessarily good for us if you have a goal to get healthy. But in your mind, in like your mind's view, it is something that actually makes you feel safe. So dopamine is released when you take that activity. So a lot of times, like, our brain and our mind actually gets confused by the actions that we take. And so coming back to the main question at the beginning, why do we get in our own way? Well, it comes down to the difference between seeking rewards and avoiding threats. And basically, whenever you're getting in your own way, you're letting your desire to avoid the threat and the fear, that fear is actually greater than the desire that you have to achieve the reward. And so, like, basically the whole point of this video is to kind of break it down and help give you some of the information that when you are starting to think about certain activities, then you can start to process like what is going on in your mind. And so as I bring it back to you, I basically just wanted to start with that simple definition so that now throughout your day and throughout the rest of your week, you can start to look for those examples when you feel yourself getting in your own way. You can stop and start to think about, okay, am I focused on the reward or am I focused on the potential threats and the fears? And what I would encourage you to do is to continue to look at the videos on this playlist. And it's going to start to walk you through and give you more tools to actually become aware of those thoughts, overcome them, and then start to take those steps towards self-mastery, which is ultimately what we are all after. Because if you've been in a rut, if you've been kind of in this cycle of self-sabotage, you know it doesn't feel good. Anytime I have been there, it has just been like one of the most frustrating cycles to be in, because you start to, like, you know what you need to do. You're getting in your own way. It creates this like anger almost at yourself of like, why am I not doing the things that I know that I said or that I know that I need to do and that I even told other people that I was going to do? And so I wanted to share this to start to lay the groundwork for that and introduce the rest of the content in the playlist. So that is what I have for today. Leave a comment on this or send me a DM on Instagram if this resonates with you, if this starts to create like an aha moment, and let's continue the conversation. See you all in the next one.